This is the only morning show that matters. Rooster 101's K-Man Crosstalk. Brought to you by Digicel Business. Helping you and your business to rethink your IT solutions. Join the conversation on Twitter at DigicelKYBiz. Hashtag Let's Talk Business. Now, here are your hosts, Woody DaCosta and Barry Quappe.
There's a lot of folks out there that may be curious about filmmaking in general. Welcome to our listeners back to K-Man Crosstalk. And in the studio, if you're just joining us at this time, we have Malcolm Ellis and Michelle. She has written the book, adapted it for the movie, taking, what did you say, 70,000 words and, and kind of moving it down in. But I'm sure that doing filming, things could go awfully wrong. I mean, it's hot around here. I can't imagine being inside somewhere and the AC goes out. That's just one thing that comes to the top of my head. But tell me what happens when things go terribly wrong and how you had to cope with some of that.
Well, you talked about AC, and that was a pet peeve for a lot of our actors, because one of the things that you may not understand is when you're filming, the first thing you need to do is silence everything. You have no background noise because you don't want to pick it up on
none
film.
None of this.
Yep, none of that, and no AC, as it turns out.
No AC,
you can't have that hum. The fridges all go off. You know, so I mean, we had some fun experiences with.
We sweat a lot. I guess is the nice way of saying it. Yeah, there were times when we would be filming, say, in a residence, and the air conditioning would be quite loud. So we would have to turn it off while we were filming. In addition to that, you have, I don't know if everyone, all the listeners have seen, but you have these humongous lights, say two or three of them.
Yeah,
so
movie
those
lights
alone, even with air conditioning, are quite hot.
Hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
They throw a lot of heat.
And, it, you know, it might be your ninth hour of being in the same clothes and filming the same thing. So, yeah, we were quite hot. And there was one really, in retrospect, funny, at the time not so funny scene where we were filming one scene where there were two actors, myself and Brad Watts, who plays my jerk of an ex-boyfriend, standing in front of an oven. And in the next scene, which we weren't filming yet, but in the next scene, we needed burnt cookies and we needed smoke coming out of the oven.
Oh, this is not going to end well.
We were prepping. So we were filming our normal scene, but beside us,
I had the oven on 500.
We had the oven on 500.
Burning
no
cookies.
Air conditioning and lights. So, we started off kind of blotting ourselves off with tissue in between.
It must have been about 1,000 degrees up in that room. Huh?
We went to humongous beach towels just to kind of towel ourselves off.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my goodness. But you have to be consistent. And the only reason I know this is because my daughter volunteered to do makeup.
Absolutely.
And she would take daily pictures to make sure that the earring was in the same ear for the next time they had to pick that up.
Yeah.
And I mean, Malcolm, you can probably speak to that level of detail that you have to do when you're editing.
It is. And I think
had to reshoot scenes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we went back and reshot things that needed to be. You spoke earlier in your intro about the level of organization that's required. You know, there's a lot of talented creative people here on the island. Filmmaking requires a level of organization and discipline that goes way beyond any other creative art that I've ever been involved with. The breakdown of 120 scenes into every component that's needed, what costume they're wearing, because you don't shoot in order, you know. You shoot according to the location. So making sure, as you said, same costume, earring in the right ear. The number of times I got last minute calls, can I get a picture of what I was wearing last time so we could. But yeah, Terry was fantastic in keeping track of that continuity. Makeup.
Well, thanks to you, she got the bug too.
Oh, yes.
And that's why she's in London.
Fantastic. That's so great.
She was amazing. And it's down to your shade of lipstick because you've got close-ups when you're leaving your house. And then the next scene that you'll see in the film is the close-up perhaps in your car.
Right.
But in the meantime, you know, three months might have gone by.
Exactly.
Well, so we were down to shade of lipstick continuity.
And some actors went and got haircuts. Thanks a lot. No names will be mentioned.
Things like that happen. Yeah.
So the hair was completely different.
Yeah.
But that's, I think that's the fun of it.
3 months.
Right.
Yeah. That's true.
Do you have any, did you have any big surprises along the way?
Community support, which
that was
we'd
the one that
also
stood out.
Talked about. In terms of us, you know, really a key for us was always being efficient because it was something we did in addition to our day jobs. And one of the weekends that we were most looking forward to was the weekend that we shot where we have group scenes, and the actors that we had were a lot of the actors that we had worked with in K-Tube. And we were so looking forward to that, and we had such a great time. But the funny thing is, we weren't that efficient because we couldn't stop laughing. This was funny group. We had just come off this comedy, and the one-liner zinging back and forth.
Yeah.
Malcolm actually had to kind of...
had to rein him in a couple of times. Well, we were there. We
had to be the bad guy.
18 hours that week.
I hope that you've created a kind of a gag reel. Because that would be probably fun.
The outtakes yes. from tripping
absolutely,
through.
You know, yeah. with your DVD sales, you got the, you know, the main movie, and then you got the outtakes.
Well,
you know?
Actually, that's true because I edited the film as well as shooting it, so it's a small crew, as I mentioned. As I'm editing, whenever I caught one of those, I just dragged it off to the side.
Brilliant.
That
you did keep a log.
Oh yeah, I had to stop after a while.
Talk about being brutally organized.
I was just going to say, talk about blackmail in the future.
Oh, no.
You remember when? I need you again. There's another film coming up.
Now, do you wish you could have gotten a bigger budget? I mean, how difficult was it? I mean, you had incredible support. I would imagine in a big city it would have been more difficult because K-Man were close and whoever you don't know, a friend of yours might know,
yeah.
and you're able to somehow bridge those gaps. But
yep. I don't think we knew any different while we were doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that, you know, I have friends in Vancouver that are in the TV film industry, and when there is a budget, but it's not a budget that's going to cover everything, there's sometimes a lot of time spent deciding how to allocate the resources. So we didn't have
We spent all that time.
At all.
I was going to say, you know, sometimes more money means more problems.
Yeah.
And just the love, and I think you put it best that you just did it. You were ignorant to it all, so you just made it happen.
Yeah.
And it just happened. And I tell you the truth, I saw the trailer, and I thought it was brilliant. I can't wait to see the whole entire full-length, picture. It's just been... Just that trailer alone really got me intrigued. So
well, good. Mission accomplished then. That was the intent. But we're so excited about the premiere, which is obviously we want to mention this coming up again.
Well, I want you to not only mention K-Film, but I also want to share with our listeners out there, you have some plans where you're going to travel and take this places.
Well, yes, absolutely. I mean, when we set out to do this, all we thought was, let's just get it done. That was the only objective, was to complete it.
Okay.
And that one, sort of, we ticked that box. And then, the timing was right.
But, Michelle, you felt kind of sad. If I recall, when it was finally done, you said, no more shooting.
You know, it was such a big, all-consuming project, which was a lot of work, but we loved the entire time. Mm. I mean, we would come home from our day jobs, and there would be a ton of organization and emails to send out and spreadsheets and to-do lists.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow every night I'd come home, and I would completely have the energy for it.
Yeah.
So,
and did your husband go, hello, here I am?
Do I have
remember me?
Right. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, no, that again.
Yes, our families have been very supportive. Very
how long did it take to film the whole entire process? What was the duration?
Well, again, because of, we had all volunteer actors, nobody was paid, we all have day jobs, we only shot on the weekends.
Oh.
So there was a 45-day shoot. But it was spread out across 9 months.
Wow.
Yeah. So from March of last year, our last takes were September, October, November. We're picking up the odd scene, but it was a 45-day shoot, which is, again, more than we had really thought about jumping in. But once you're in, you just keep going.
Yeah.
So I still want to hear these plans.
Yes. So I was saying, getting it done was number one objective. The timing was good for us to be able to submit. Fortunately, to K-Film, the Cayman International Film Festival, we were extremely pleased that they not only selected us, but were nominated for an award.
I think Tony Mark is doing a fabulous job.
Oh, he's incredible.
Amazing. Man, we've... amazing individual with a great film festival.
Yeah, no, he's got big plans too. But so do we. So, the next is take it on the festival circuit. We've already started.
How dare you dream?
Well, we want to get this.
Seriously, think about it. You guys are so full of hope and positivity, and I think our listeners are appreciating that.
Well, I'll tell you the truth, I think they're going to do well if
you
take
have,
it to
You have dreams, and people
festival.
Should. Not enough people are following their dreams, Malcolm.
I would encourage anybody to give it a try because it's amazing what you can accomplish if you just keep going, set out. And
K-Film, when are you scheduled for?
We are.
July 3rd.
Sunday, July 3rd.
Sunday, July 3rd at 6:30.
Yep, 6:30 at Ritz-Carlton, Ballroom 1. And for those, I know lots of people said, oh, can we get tickets to your premiere? It's actually, it's one pass gets you in for the whole weekend. There are no separate tickets for the premiere. But K-Film is, I think it's $50, and it gets you the entire weekend of films, over 200 films.
It's fantastic.
So
it's a good deal.
It's a fantastic deal.
Yeah, so. I mean, we went last year, not with the film in, but we went last year just to observe, and there was really very high-quality films and such a kind of a diverse range of, mm-hmm.
Of speakers.
Yes.
Yeah,
speakers.
Some of the
yep.
guest speakers
panels.
That are coming into
yep.
K-Man. It's quite exciting, you know.
It is. Workshops, some celebrities. I see Wesley Snipes is now on his way
right?
on the list.
Isn't
yeah,
that?
It's yeah, fantastic.
That's very cool.
$50 right there.
And then, but you're going to hear from people on the technical side of filmmaking.
Yes.
As well as, you know, all the glamour and glitz. But mm-hmm. when you see people walking down the red carpet at these mm-hmm. big premieres and stuff like that, that is not representative of the work that goes in behind the scenes.
No, no, you get the stars on the
red carpet. That's just a sales pitch, right?
Maybe that's the reward at the end of a lot of hard work,
okay.
but there's so much more that leads up to that. Moment.
Maybe what we should do is like how we have the Stingray Awards that award the back of the house staff or hospitality. Mm. Maybe you should have the Key Awards or something of that nature. For all of those ones like you, Malcolm, who make it happen, because a lot of people fail
well,
to realize.
You got to combine K-Man and actors, so the Cat Awards. There you go.
There you go. I like that.
Meow.
Perfect. Perfect. And we can give them a meow. I mean, you know, like how they got the Oscar? Here's your meow. I think it'll be absolutely beautiful.
Already. I'm joking, people. I'm joking. It's just my creativity.
But I think it'd be brilliant because a lot of people fail to realize when you look at a film, mm-hmm. you see just a, let's just say 10 actors, mm-hmm. and then there's minutes and minutes and minutes of credits
yep.
of all of the background work and all of the persons who mm-hmm. make it happen, like you say, the yep. grips, all of those persons who just catering, mm-hmm. all the allied people. I mean, it's just the list goes on and on and on and on.
Yes.
Just to make that one, maybe mm-hmm. hour, 2 hours mm-hmm. happen and joy happen for everyone.
It's yeah, no, it is an entire industry, and I think we're talking about Tony Mark and some of his vision, and it goes way beyond just a film festival.
Exactly.
He's looking at creating a film industry here in the Cayman Islands and a film school and potentially
a film stage. That's what's needed.
Absolutely.
And I hear a lot of young people talk to me and they have that hunger and they mm-hmm. have that desire.
Yeah.
And once they have that, they're willing to put in the long hours.
Right.
And one thing I haven't touched on, we're coming back to your future
okay.
plans. We haven't
sure.
forgot that.
Okay.
But Michelle, just tell us a little bit about, you know, you were the lead actress, the writer, all of that kind of thing, and you had to be on every living time.
Mm-hmm.
And know your lines most of the time. I'm guessing, and I don't know. I only saw that one day.
The difference between theater and stage, and it's quite different. Again, just to give credit to our actors, if you're trained for theater, you're trained to be big, big, big.
Mm-hmm.
And the person at the back of the theater has to see your emotions, so everything's quite big. And the listeners can't see, but I'm flapping my arms all over the place while I see this to demonstrate.
I told you we need that camera, Woody.
Absolutely.
Whereas as film, really the feeling that you're trying to convey has to come from within.
Mm-hmm.
But you also, the benefits are also that you get multiple shots if you might
yep.
flub
take
up
two,
your,
take
your lines. That you
I know,
all
in
the way
theater,
up to
that's
take
it. Them. You're yeah. recorded, that's it.
Yeah, but again, it was such a labor of love for me. We had talked for a while about casting someone else in the main lead. I had originally pictured her. I mean, the book... I had started to write it a number of years ago, and I had based it on a younger version of me, and, you know, now, 7 to 10 years later, I'm even older than that version.
Yeah, but you look younger. You look fabulous,
thank you,
darling.
Thank you, darling. Well, this is thanks to your
no,
lovely,
but I mean it.
To
I
your lovely
mean
daughter
it.
And her makeup tips, so that was a big part of it. But we had originally kind of toyed with having someone else play Carly, and in the end decided to go with myself, which was great. But I think in terms of understanding the character and knowing the lines, because this has been my baby.
You knew where they came from.
A decade.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there were, we were so busy sometimes with pre-production during the week. We would have weekly meetings and figure out what we needed for the weekend coming up. And so this involves really just the two of us, a two-person production team, which is which is very small compared to normal productions. So we were running around getting
just
props.
Slightly.
And
just a little.
I mean, we were down to, you know, if we needed cow print underpants, for instance.
For example.
then I had to secure that. So there was
That's a real example, Woody, just to let you know.
A real life example.
Just a bit of a tease to come to the movie.
Right, exactly.
But, yeah, so there was a lot involved. And it would often be, we would start shooting pretty early on a Saturday morning. But it was often, you know, Friday at 10 or 11 o'clock that I look at my to-do list and I think, okay, I've got the props, we've got the locations secured, I've got my outfit, and then I think...
Learn some lines.
Oh, lines.
Oops.
But since I had written them and probably edited them for the last 7 years, I was pretty quick to pick them up.
Mm. Okay, so there's going to be awkward moments when you're filming, no matter how talented and committed the actors are to separating themselves from this is acting now and this is reality. Mm. You did do a bedroom scene. I want to hear some more about filming that scene after these messages.